Simon for Ventnor Blog up on the Downs, St Boniface Downs, and I'm with
Claire Balding.
Claire, what are you doing here?
I'm here filming a new series for BBC Four called Britain by Bike, and it's based on books that came out just after the Second World War, written by a guy called Harold Briarcliff, and he cycled all of the UK, and he particularly adored the Isle of Wight. So we are exploring the cycle routes, going to some of the, you know, some of the key places. I mean, obviously can't do it all, but we're mainly focusing on the south coast and Ventnor. He regarded Ventnor as his sort of that's the place from which he went off on all these routes. So that was his base.
Right. And are you finding the same adoration?
I do think it's magical. I think it's got something. I'm beginning to see, and hopefully you'll explain more of this to me, I'm beginning to see why the likes of Darwin and Dickens and Tennyson came here. Mm. And what it sort of does to your mind as much as anything else. Mm.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we're sort of hit with a little bit of fog at the moment, but the views you get around here are just absolutely stunning, which you can understand poetic stimulation from there.
Absolutely, and it's really such a... There's so much in the island, you know, okay, in a relatively small space, but for me, it's much bigger than I thought it was. I'd come over before for cows. I'd come over to do some radio stuff a few years ago, and last year I came over on Ladies' Day just to do some press stuff. And I can't pretend I'd ever really ventured much further afield. Well, I had, to be fair, I'd done a Ramblings here for Radio 4.
Okay.
And I'd walked with Elizabeth Hutchings up on Tennyson Down, so I had been there. But even then, it was a bit of a flying visit, you know, the ferry in, go and do your walk, ferry out again. So this is the first time I've ever stayed, you know, more than one night. Mm. And it's great. I mean, I'm really enjoying it.
It is a sort of microcosm of society, one of society, but also of geological interest, I think.
Well, actually, Harold Briarcliff described it as being cultured in every sense.
Right.
Yeah, he thought it was...
Not as in yogurt, though.
I haven't come across that yet, but one may, you never know.
And of the bits that you've seen so far, over the West, have you something that's really stood out to you?
I think standing up on the car park that's falling into the sea with a chap called Chris yesterday, who was explaining to me all about Freshwater Bay and how the Isle of Wight was almost used as a buffer zone for the UK. I think we should be much more grateful to the islanders generally for what they've had to withstand.
Right.
I think the views are it. I mean, every time, and even just driving around, you suddenly catch a glimpse of the sea and you'll find it framed between two trees and you think, oh, that's magical. And you just, all these things that in your head you're storing the equivalent of digital photos, just going, oh, that's brilliant, that's brilliant.
Snapshots.
Yes. And
it is weird, though, that how lots of people don't really understand the beauty of the island. Even though it's, you know, a mile and a half from London.
I'm not sure you'd want everybody to understand it. You know,
it's
you've got enough tourists coming in, and I think it's rather... I mean, I was talking to a hotelier yesterday who was saying that, you know, given that we're in the middle of a recession, actually the island is doing very well out of it because there's a whole load more, you know, people who would have gone on holiday abroad who aren't and don't want to be transferring money into euros. They want to stay somewhere where they can spend the pound.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, to that extent, by necessity, they are rediscovering areas closer to home, and definitely the island will benefit from that.
It's funny, isn't it? Because that's one of the things that suffered it sort of in the 70s, that when all the cheap flights to Spain and that
holidays,
sort of stuff.
Yeah, package holidays would have been the ruin of it.
So it's funny now, the reversing trend.
Yeah, and you know, I heard a lot of French voices actually this morning, so you clearly get a lot of tourists from France as well. And it's pegging. I mean, you've got a lot of festivals and you've got a lot of reasons for people to come. If you're keen on cycling, this is it. This is heaven. Mm-hmm. Cycling heaven. If you're keen on walking, great place to come to as well. If you're keen on festivals, well, there's one every other day. You know, there's masses going on. And even just standing up here on Boniface Down, you know, look at all the space around us and that feeling of being miles away from anything. It's, you know, you can either be in the heat of the action or you can get away from it. And I think that's a tremendous, you know, gift for anyone who's trying to, you know, if they're escaping work for a week, that's what you need to be able to do. You want to live it up and then you want to go out and clear your head.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, great to have the island. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Cheers.